liberal theologians and some not so liberal seemingly latch on to any idea which frees them from explicitly obeying the command of the gospel. They apparently believe the gospel has set us free from all law. Of course, James shows the foolishness of that position when he calls the gospel the perfect law of liberty. James 1:25. How can there be liberty without law? If there were no guidelines provided by the gospel, confusion, chaos, and violence would reign even more than they do today. One of the passages liberal theologians use to deny the need to obey the Lord's commands is this one from the book of Matthew. The Pharisees criticized Jesus and his disciples because they ate with publicans and sinners. Jesus responded to their criticism by saying, "They who are whole have no need for a physician, but they who are sick." He then challenged his listeners, "Go and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9:12-13. These words about mercy and sacrifice are excerpted from the book of Hosea. "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Hosea 6:6. When Jesus quoted these words from Hosea, did he mean to leave the impression that obedience to the will of God was non-essential or relatively unimportant? Was he arguing that obeying God's commands about sacrifice could be ignored without any consequences? If that is what Jesus meant, we have some very serious problems with the biblical text. The offering of animal sacrifice, the burning of incense, the keeping of the Passover, and the observance of the Sabbath were not of man's origin. These were God's arrangements for the Jewish nation. When the Jews neglected these commands, they endangered their spiritual welfare. God demands that His people keep all of His commands. And many of the Israelites majored in outwardly observing the Lord's commands, but they did not allow the laws of God to alter their behavior. Jesus later said to the Jews, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draws near unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:7-9. Our Lord never opposed any of the laws which God had given through Moses and the prophets. The truth is, He vigorously endorsed every word of the Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi. But He knew that outward observance did not mean the Jews were truly obeying the Lord. So He did not hesitate to criticize some of His Jewish contemporaries for their hypocrisy. He told His disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not." Matthew 23:2-3. God commanded the Jews to offer sacrifices, but He was not satisfied with that act of worship. He also wanted them to be merciful, righteous, and just. He arranged for the burnt offerings, but He delighted more in their knowing Him and living by His divine word than in the outward acts of worship. It was not a matter of doing one, being merciful, and neglecting the other, offering sacrifices. He had ordered both. Neither would substitute for the other. Although Jesus specifically addressed the Jews in this passage, is there not a lesson for those who live under the new covenant? Christians are commanded to meet every Lord's Day to worship God by partaking of the Lord's Supper, but that by itself is not all there is to Christianity. Thank you, and may God bless you.
This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.